Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lindy McDaniel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lindy McDaniel. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial fields the ball and throws to McDaniel covering. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Morgan moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Morin moves to third. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Moon reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moon moves to third. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDaniel, and towards Blasingame, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Morin moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Long scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morin. The throw from Smith and he is out, Casco applying the tag. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Bolger moves to third. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moon. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Moon steals second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Banks reaches second base with a double. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casco. The throw from Niemann, and Littrell drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0-for-1 in the game. McDaniel strikes out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casco scores. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blasingame. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Blasingame steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blasingame scores. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Boyer steals second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco is walked intentionally. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0-for-2 in the game. McDaniel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Casco moves to third. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. McDaniel moves to second. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Pohalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohalski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Musial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Musial reaches second base with a double. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cunningham is walked intentionally. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mutual moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Casco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-3 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Littrell. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Podhalski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bolger strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Littrell hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Urnaga pinch hits for Tom Podhalski. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Boyer who is chasing the ball. Urnaga reaches third base with a triple. Neiman scores. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.